I see boys and girls already up front. Any little boy or girls would like to set up here? There are plenty of seats. Maybe you can bring some big boy and big girls with you too, because I know they are shy. All right, perhaps we'll begin by singing a hymn. I'm going to favor the girl side first. Is that okay? Who have one that they like to start us with? Would you have one? What number? Hymn number 16. Is that the right one? 16. Okay, hymn number 16. Oh, wait a minute now. This hymn has a start off with a very big word. It starts off by saying, whosoever. Do we know what we will be singing? Is that a big word? Whosoever. Okay, now remember this word, and then after we finish singing this, I'll see if someone can help us explain what this word is, whosoever. Okay, hymn number 16. Whosoever heareth shall shout the sound, send the blessed tidings all the world around. Spread the joyful news wherever man is found. Whosoever will may come. Okay, the word whosoever, who can help me? What do you think it means? Oh, I don't have another mic. What do you think it means?
It means whoever.
It means whoever. I think that's good. Whosoever, whoever. Anyone else can help me with that? Okay, let me change it a bit. Are there any verses in the Bible that use that big word? Let me think now. Whosoever. Can you think of a verse or two that use that word? Yes? John chapter 16. Can I use one of these? Oh, maybe you can say that for us. What is that verse?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Ah, that's nice. John chapter 16. 3:16. Yeah. For God so loved the world. You know, that's a wonderful gospel message, isn't it? To tell God loves the world. It means everyone in the world, right? That whosoever. What was that word again? What does that mean again? Whoever. Was that what you said?
Yeah.
Whoever. Whoever. Wait a minute now. Who's included in the whoever in this room? Are the girls included? Are they the whosoever? Are the boys the whosoever? Yeah? Yeah. Whosoever. You know, you may have heard me tell this story before. I'm not a big fan of people with all these writings on T-shirts, but have you seen people wear T-shirts with writings on it? Well, someone told me they saw this one. On the back of his T-shirt, he wrote this saying. It says, "I am whosoever." Isn't that nice? Oh, whosoever. That's me. The Lord Jesus warned us. It's a whosoever heareth. Okay, who has another hymn for us? All right, you go ahead. Number 17. Okay. Number 17. That's nice too. Have you any room for Jesus? You know, when Jesus came into this world, he was born as that little babe in the manger. You know, what did they say to him when he was looking for a place to stay, for that little inn? Do you remember what they said to him? Or to his parents? There's no room for him, is there? There's no room in the inn. But here it says, "Have you, boys and girls, have you any room for Jesus, he who bore the load of sin? As he knocks and seeks admissions, sinner, will you let him in?" Okay, let's sing this together. Have you any room for boys and girls, when we have Sunday school like this, we think, is only for little boys and little girls. Do we think that? But I think it's for everybody, isn't it? And I think that big boys and big girls out there who are listening, and they want to learn more about the Lord Jesus too, don't they? So this is for everybody. You know, I have to tell you this story, and I hope this brother doesn't mind. It was a big boy. He's like bigger than me, taller than me, and he's a grandfather too. And he said to me, he said, you know, I remember you told a story last time about the what do you call this thing, the remote control in the car. How many remember that story? Yeah. He said, you know, that helps me. He said, do you remember we talked about how you can watch people with this? Do you have one of these? You don't have one, do you? No. Well, when you get older, when you have a car, you'll get one of these, right? Or you might have your parents, and you watch them in the parking lot. They walk away from the car, and they push this little clicker thing, and the car go beep, like that, right? And then, remember that? And then I said, you watch them walk a few feet away, and they want to make sure the car is locked. So they push this again, and they go beep again, right? And they walk a few more steps away, and they do it until they can't hear that beep anymore, because they feel that if they keep locking the door more than once, the car locks better, right? Well, you know, he said, he remembered the story. It's like the Word of God tells us that once we are saved, how many times do we need to be saved? Do we need to be saved again and again and again? No. He said, you know, he said, that really helped me. So I hope as we talk about simple stories that it would help us and the big boys and girls too. Okay. Now, let's have another hymn. Let's pick it on this side. I'll pick the boys. Is that okay? If I pick you, people think I play favor. Okay, we'll have another one in a minute, because the girl's been giving the last two hymns out. Okay. 44. Hymn number 44. Oh, this is nice, too. Into a tent. Into a tent where... Now, is it okay if I pick one? Is it okay? I like to pick one. I like to pick hymn number 42. This is one of my favorite hymns. Now, 42 is a very short hymn. I like to make it sing longer. So we're going to sing this twice. This is how I sing this hymn. Now, some of you heard this before. You have, haven't you? Do you like it? Okay, now, the first time around when we sing this hymn, we'll sing it the way it is. The second time around, we have to think of those bigger and older boys and girls. So we're going to change some of the words so that everybody in this room will feel welcome. So the second time around, we'll sing a little child of 70 or even 34. Do you think we have people here that are 70 years old? Yeah, we got big kids here too, don't we? And we got big kids that are 34. Okay, so the first time around, we'll sing just the way it is. And then we'll sing a little child of 70. That means even if someone is older than 70, they're welcome into this hymn too, aren't they? A little child of 70, glory, praise be our Lord. Okay, who have learned the Sunday school verse from last week? Oh, good. You know, I have to confess, I didn't know it. I have to ask somebody what it is. Do you want to say the verse? Now, I believe I'm going to have to look it up. I think someone told me it's in Ephesians. What is it? Ephesians 4:29. Oh, that's a nice long verse. Okay, you say. Oh, hang on a second. Let me use this so we can... Oh, here. Okay, go ahead.
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, Ephesians 4:29.
That's good. Anyone else like to say it? Oh, you're all shy, aren't you? Oh, Paul. Oh, I didn't see you. Come up here, Paul. This won't reach. Okay.
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good. Ephesians 4:29.
Very good. Anyone else? Any big boy and big girls would like to say that? No? Oh, that's too bad, because I went and bought two big bags of candy bars, and I guess I have to give them one bag each. No, I guess not. Your parents may not like me after that. So, afterwards, you come up to see me, okay? Well, that's nice. We learned that verse. This is a big verse. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Wow. Do we all know what corrupt communication is? Saying bad things, eh? And sometimes maybe you think, well, you know, I hear kids on the street, they swear. They use the name of the Lord Jesus in vain. They, you know what, sometimes even when we say bad things about somebody, that's corrupt communication too, isn't it? Is it? We shouldn't have that. But that which is good. I like that. But that which is good. The verse go on a little bit more. It says, to you, to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Okay, let's have, we've got time for one more. Let's have the boys again, because the girls had the last two pick. Okay.
46.
Hymn number 46. Ah, a spelling song. I like that. Hymn number 46. I'm just thinking of the other letter songs. Don't think it's in here. The A B C D E F G. You boys and girls know that song? Can we sing without a hymn sheet? I like that too. Okay. A B C D E F G. That is so nice. Well, there's a reason I picked that little spelling song, and hopefully you'll see that in a minute. I thought this morning we will talk about the Lord Jesus a little bit differently. You know, I find it bad that sometimes we look at boys and girls, and young people too, and we always pretend that you don't know the Lord Jesus. The reason we pretend that is, it's such a serious matter that we want to make sure that you are saved. It's a very serious matter, isn't it? That you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior. Because if you're lost from sins, you will go to that eternal place called hell. You go there forever, and it's a terrible, dreadful place to be, but it's much better to be with the Lord Jesus, isn't it? But this morning I thought I'll turn it around a little bit, because I know most of you, your mommy and daddy teach you about the Lord Jesus Christ. They teach you how to learn verses from the Word of God, right? Now, is there anyone here have never heard of the name of Jesus? Oh, I don't see any hand. I'm so glad to see that. And what privilege, positions you're in, that your parents have taught you the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you come to Sunday school, you come to conferences, and you learn more about the Lord Jesus Christ. But then, you know, when you go to school, when you're out playing with your friends, do you think some of them don't know who the Lord Jesus is? Do you think that? Yeah. Do you think all of them have heard of John 3:16? If I say John 3:16, do you boys and girls know what I mean by that? What do I mean by John 3:16? Who can help me? I know you quoted that earlier on. You did. What does it mean? We say that, don't we? We say, oh, we know John 3:16. Anyone else can help me? Do you know what John 3:16 is? No? You know the verse that says, for God so loved the world? You know, don't you? Can you say the rest? That's right. He gave his only, his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. And then what? Oh, I forget now. Is that right? And then what else? Huh? And have everlasting life? That's good. But, you know, it's interesting. I was with someone when I was younger, and this man was like a grandpa to me. And, you know, this man had a school right beside his house. And the school happened to be a Catholic school. And they know this man loved the Lord Jesus. So one day they said to him, our priest couldn't come in to read. Do you mind coming in and read to our children? He said, gladly. He went in and he read this verse. He said, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Now, he read a few other verses too. He wasn't at the liberty to preach the gospel to them, but he was able to read the verses. And he said to me, afterwards, one of the teacher stopped him in the hallway and he said, thank you for reading this. He said, I didn't know what John 3:16 was. The teacher thought, he said, I thought it was something to do with the ball game. Because the only time he saw John 3:16 was people putting up cards in a ball game that says John 3:16. Isn't it sad that there are many in this world who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ? Now, the question I have, or perhaps comments or remarks on this, is this. So how do we tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, last night we had a gospel meeting. And it was nice to see our brother standing up to present the gospel of God's grace. And you might say, I love to do that. Or you might say, I'm afraid to do that. And you might say, and I heard a lot of people say, I don't know what to say. Am I right? And I thought, maybe, as boys and girls, as young people, we should learn. Because, sometimes by talking about it, help us too. We can read all we want. We can only learn so much. But when we're able to present it to someone else, we learn more, don't we? So how do we teach people about, or tell people about the gospel of the grace of God? And, I thought I'll share with you how someone encouraged me. He said, the gospel is very simple. He said to me, just remember the ABC of the gospel. I go, what? We just sang A, B, C, D, E, F, G. That was easy, wasn't it? Well, there's a gospel in there, right? It talked about how Jesus died for sinful man. Well, that's the gospel. So I thought, with just the few minutes we have, we'll learn. If I say A, perhaps we can be reminded of a verse from the Word of God that presents the gospel. In fact, this is the most fundamental. So think of A. Now, I'm going to pick just part of a verse because it's hard to start a verse with just the letter A. Otherwise, we'll have a lot of and. Okay, so A, I think you know this verse. or have sinned. Have you heard that verse before? You have? Yeah. This is the condition we have to understand, because if we don't know that we have sinned, we don't need a Savior, do we? So that's the A of the gospel. What do you think B would be? B. So if all have sinned, that means we need to find a way to get rid of our sin. Have you heard of this verse that said, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin? So can you remember these two so far? What was A again? A. A? All have sinned. What's B? Oh, we forgot already. B. Let's see if the girls remember. What's B? Blood. You girls are shy. Okay. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. Oh, isn't it nice? You know, one of the little kids had a coloring book. I don't know whose book it is, because I was going to let one of my granddaughter color in it, and then my wife stopped me. She said, that's not our book. So we have to put it down. But when I was glancing through this book, it was a coloring book, but it started with verses. And it has the first page, all have sinned. And I forget what the second page is, but I remember B as the blood of Jesus Christ cleansed us from all sin. And this coloring book had from A to Z. I know you guys say Z's. A to Z. And got verses right through. It was really nice. And I see Brother Tom Roach there. And I remember when we, down at the gospel tent, we used to have the children learn that, didn't we? All the verses from the alphabet. And they would learn it, they would say it, they would sing it on the bus on the way to the tent work. So we finished talking about the ABC, right? Yes? No? No? What did we forget? C. Oh, boy, you are good. Somebody's paying attention. C. What is C? What verse can you think of? So we finish we can tell someone, all have sinned. You really want to quote it too, and come short of the glory of God. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. And C. I need help here. Maybe the big boys and big girls can help us. Many verses that come with C. Christ Jesus came into the world. Oh, I didn't see the hand down there. Okay, so go ahead. Oh, people just pointing at you. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as wool. In Isaiah 1, isn't it? He also said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, the many verses see to come, isn't it? You know, when one of our children was younger, he had trouble saying words. How many of you have that? We say the wrong word. And this one used to say, come all ye heavy ladies, and I will give you rest. And, you know, we thought we'd try to correct him. But then we thought afterwards, you know, that little one is right. Isn't it? Can the heavy ladies come to the Lord Jesus? Yeah. Can the skinny ladies come to the Lord Jesus? Yeah. Can we all come? Yeah. But you know, we can only come We can only come if we believe that we need to come. In Luke chapter 5, I think it says, they that are whole need not a physician. That's a funny verse, isn't it? What do you think it means? What do you think it means? They that are whole need not a physician. Yeah, if you're not sick, do you need a doctor? How many of you go to a doctor when you're not sick? How many of you should go to a doctor because someone told you you look sick? And we say, no, I'm not sick. I don't want to go. I do. I don't like going to the doctors. I don't like needles. But you know, we have to acknowledge. That's the first thing we have to recognize, that we're sick. What's our sickness? There's one word, three letters. We have to acknowledge. What is it? Sin. That's right. That's the basic fundamental problem we have. What was that first verse that we learned, what A tells us? Who? What do you think? Is he right? Yeah? You sure he's right? Are you nodding because he's nodding his head? I think you're all right. We all have sin. You know what all means? That's you. You included. Uh-oh. You too. What about Lemoyne back here? Is he part of the all? Is he in that all? What do you think? He's a big boy though. He's not all, is he? Yeah. Yeah. What about, she's little. Is she part of the all? Yeah. Who's not included? We're all. That's what it means, right? All have sinned. That's the basic fundamental of the gospel of God's grace, is that we have to recognize we are sinners in God's sight. All have sinned. But what's the answer? It's the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. It cleanseth us from all of our sins. How many sins did he clean? 5? 10? Oh, 15? Okay, we'll double that. 30. How many? Oh, that's nice. So even though we are all sinners, he cleansed us from all sins. How did he do that? Do you remember, Emma? How did he do that? With what? With his blood? Because Jesus came as the Son of God. He came into this world. And then we as men, we said, there's no room in him. There's no room for him here. And then when he grew up as a man, when he began his ministry, in 3 years' time, we said to him, we said, away with him! Crucified him! We do not want this man to reign over us. And then we as men, we nail him to the cross. And he died on that cross. And he shed his blood on the cross so that you and I, through his blood, can be cleansed. So if we know that we are sinners, we know that his blood can cleanse us from all sins, now we can say, come, come. And we can come to the Jesus. We can come to Jesus. And we can come without delay. Okay, we have time for perhaps one, maybe two hymns. Okay. What number? Number 5. Okay, let's sing the first verse and last verse. Is that okay? Ooh, okay. Oh, see, this is what happened when our sins are forgiven. We can sing, oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. Well may this glowing heart rejoice and tell its raptures o'er abroad. Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. Perhaps we'll just sing the last verse. We read the first one, okay? Now rest my lonely eyelids on it all my blessings in the rest, and nor ever ground my lonely heart with him on every process. One short one?
78.
78? That's not on this hymn sheet. Well, one of these? 44? Oh, we sang that already. Would you like 43? Okay. We'll sing the first and last verse of 43. How's that? One door and only one, and yet it's like a learned three alphabet letters. What were they again? Do you remember what the three letters were? You don't remember. Did you remember? What were the three letters? What is it? A, B, and C. What was A?
All have sinned.
What's B?
The blood of Jesus Christ.
What did it do?
It cleansed
us. Very good. What's C? You have to go home and look, ask mom and dad to tell you what C is. Hope they were listening too. Okay. Come. Oh, you remember. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Very good. Let's look to the Lord in prayer one more time.